Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome back to Mind Food Radio. And we're talking about a very special campaign today. It's called Shades of Pink, and it launches this month in March. Now, Shades of Pink aims to encourage a better understanding of the breast cancer journey, highlighting that each personal story is contrary to the next. The campaign is run by the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and it highlights, or documents rather, five Australians who have come forward to share their very personal stories of cancer. One of those brave Australians is Anke, a single mother with a four-month-old baby when diagnosed with breast cancer at 34. And she joins us on the show today. Welcome, Anke.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Now, tell us a bit about your experience of being diagnosed at such a young age with breast cancer.
Well, like as you just said, I had a very young baby. She was only 3 months old when I found a lump under my right arm in the axilla. And because I was breastfeeding, I actually thought it was mastitis and went to my GP, and she said, well, we better have a look at this, because it was a bit unusual that it was actually in the axilla and not just in the breast. So after a couple of tests and ultrasounds, the news was not very good, and it was actually a tumour in the breast. It was very aggressive, and it had spread to the lymph nodes. So subsequently, I had to have surgery, and all the lymph nodes in the axilla were removed, which is normally not a very good sign. And unfortunately, my outlook was not very hopeful at that stage. So I have undergone chemotherapy and radiotherapy. And I'm very happy to say today that this is 10 years ago, and my little baby from then is now a pre-teenager, and we've been very lucky to have amazing treatment and effective drugs I found. And wow. I'm one of the lucky survivors, and, you know, I'm very, very grateful.
Wow.
And yeah, so
what an inspiring story. It's so hard to imagine that at a stage where you had such a young baby and you're trying to enjoy, I guess, a new part of your life, to have to deal with something
that's
as
correct,
devastating
yes.
as breast cancer would have been really, really hard. But I'm glad that I think the key message in your story is to go to your GP and not just ignore the signs, I guess.
Absolutely. Don't put it off. If you find something, you know, the earlier the better. I guess in a way, because I was in that situation of breastfeeding, you know, you kind of are a little bit less inclined to, you know, go to your GP for every single little bit that you find. But it is a fairly, I guess, rare situation. If any young woman finds something unusual, don't, you know, don't hesitate. Go to your GP, see somebody, even a breast care nurse somewhere in the hospital, or just get even a friend, you know, who you know very well, to have a feel. Because sometimes it's we know each other quite well, we know ourselves quite well, but it's good to have somebody there with you, basically, when you might have to start on that journey to not have such good news. So.
Of course. And now, you know, going back to your story, you're a single mother and being diagnosed, obviously having to run from doctors to tests and hospitals. What kind of a support network did you have around you?
Well, I was lucky in so far that my mum travelled from Germany to Australia, and literally came here within 3 days after I was diagnosed. Look, I was very lucky, I guess, that I had a surgeon who was extremely proactive, I guess, and really wanted to help. And I had surgery within 5 days of my diagnosis, because
wow.
there was a spot available. And, you know, I literally jumped on it, basically, and said, yes, please, I want this removed as soon as possible. So this brought a few complications with it, just organizing yourself, you know, in that short time frame. But as I said, I had my mum here, and I had a few very, very good friends who, particularly after the surgery, just asked very honestly, what can we do? And, you know, you're quite overwhelmed emotionally, physically, at that early stage in particular. And And what some people might not expect is that support really has to be there for quite some time. It's not as if you're going through surgery and then chemo is a breeze and radio, you know, you just have to show up. It's actually a very long time that you might need this help and this support. And that's where I found a few amazing friends just stick with you. Others might, you know, turn up every now and then, and that's okay too. But what really is needed is a quite a close support network of friends, of medical practitioners, of any support and any help that you can get, really. Don't be too proud of, you know, not accepting help. It's one of the most important things, I think, for you emotionally and physically at that time.
So you're obviously one of the five Australians that we mentioned in the Shades of Pink campaign. How did the National Breast Cancer Foundation first approach you, and what were you hoping to achieve in sharing your story and your journey with breast cancer?
Mm-hmm. Look, I've been a member of their outreach bureau for a few years now. So we are going out and speaking at events that somebody might have organized privately, or corporate events, and share maybe some aspect of our stories. And so I was involved with them for a while, and the CEO, Carol, called me one day and said, look, I've just finalized the report for our community consultation everywhere in Australia, and we've identified some groups of cancer patients who are marginalized, basically, or are very individual groups and not the mainstream, and you fall into one of these categories, being, you know, a young woman, and particularly a young single mother. Would you like to contribute, basically? And I was so tough. I mean, you know, this is an amazing opportunity to educate and to share some insights in a way as well, because it's been 10 years for me now. And so I've gone through quite a few different phases in that time. And I guess, you know, thinking about the then and the now, one thing I have realized is that there is no right or wrong in this journey. And you might find yourself somewhere at the beginning, and you might find yourself somewhere completely different after a year or 5 years, because your psyche plays such an important role, and you learn so much during that journey as well. So, you know, it's very important to listen to yourself during that time as well, and to really make the decisions that sit very comfortably with you, and feel that you're making the decisions for yourself, for somebody else.
That's fantastic. Well, through your breast cancer journey, you've developed a strong interest in nutrition, yoga, and meditation. How did that come about, and have you stuck to that sort of different, a healthier lifestyle since you've gone into remission?
Well, what I found was I struggled with understanding why it was me. You know, I was not in one of the high-risk groups. I didn't have any family history. Like I said, I was breastfeeding. And all these things pointed towards, you know, why me? Why did it hit me, basically? What I found, though, in the years before, I had fairly high stress levels, and I decided for myself that might have played a role in having this disease. And so because I wanted to go through every treatment available, and those obviously included all the medical treatments, but I was also looking out for something that was a more alternative approach to medicine or to, you know, health and well-being. And I kept with the rule that if something popped up, basically, from two different sources completely independently, I would listen and I would go and check it out. So, okay. You know, one of the things.
That's an interesting theory, that one. I like that.
Sorry?
That's an interesting theory, that one. I like that one, yeah.
Well, you know, things, if you believe, I guess if you have religious beliefs or some spiritual beliefs, the universe can provide for all of us. And it just seemed to make sense in a way, because you do get a lot of information, you know, from all different sources. And it was quite interesting, actually, that sometimes, even then, in those early stages for me, you know, well-being really came up in so many conversations. And so I researched a lot. You know, my background is German, so I went from a lot of alternative medicines to healing, to meditation, to, you know, all sorts of, I guess, sorry, I think I'll start that sentence again.
Okay, no problem.
I decided that I would want really to explore some options, and particularly when you're not from a medical profession, you obviously can't administer any, you know, anything to yourself. But when, as an individual, you can research alternative medicines and then go with something that makes sense to you. So, you know, whether it's Bach flowers or nutritional supplements or just having your mantras and chanting them every day, it has to make sense to you. And particularly yoga and meditation just made me feel more safe and more secure. And because, you know, a disease like cancer just basically rocks your world. It's just throwing you into a mess. And and I just had to find something that would steady me and also make me, I guess, understand how I could possibly approach this when all the medical treatments were done. You know, what could I do? What could I continue doing that would help me have a become healthy, basically, and have a healthy life?
That's great. And you've just graduated with a couple of years ago, graduated with a Master of Management in Arts Management from UTS. And you've said
in 2010.
2010,
yes.
And you've just celebrated 10 years cancer-free. I mean, how does it feel? What's your outlook on life? Must be fantastic at the moment.
Oh, I'm choosing my challenges. So I'm not trying to do too much at a time. I'm, you know, trying to do one thing after another. And at the moment, I have had a beautiful professional opportunity to take up. So I'm enjoying working in community partnerships, and it's a great opportunity to develop, you know, my professional practice. But on the other hand, it is really, really important for me to always have a balance of things in my life that I enjoy professionally but also privately. And I hope that, you know, getting the mix right and trying to balance my life will hopefully let me celebrate another 10 years in 2024.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, Anke. It's been fantastic, and I think you've got a really important message to share with other women at threat of breast cancer. So that was Anke from the National Breast Cancer Foundation talking to us about her personal journey with breast cancer. And the Shades of Pink campaign launches, as we said, 1st of March. For more information, head to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.